I don't know. In a way, I would think that that is not the way of focusing the problem. We cannot be radical enough in dealing with the issues that face us at the moment. The question is, what is practically possible? How can we take the electorate with us in dealing with these things? Because it costs money in realistic terms. I mean, dealing with these problems means we've got to change our lifestyle. Dealing with the problem is going to cost, internationally, it's going to cost money. And so the question is, how fast can we go? Is how fast can we carry the electorate with us? The most encouraging thing that I see, of course, is that the electors of tomorrow are already making that to themselves, their voices very, very clear. And that is a source of great comfort in a way, but also of justification and reality, that these people, young people now, are recognising that their world is what is the future. I'm okay, you know, for the next decade. I'm okay, and all of us here are okay, because we won't face the problems that are coming. But in the problems in another 20, 30 years are really major problems that are going to cause great social unrest and great changes in the way that we live, in what we eat and how we live and so on. That's going to happen.